Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update, brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
This is Edward, and I'm seeing you guys can help me reach out to, I had a little date.
Oh, okay.
With a young lady by the name of Jayla, and it didn't go so well. I just wanted to apologize to her, see if you guys can help me out with that.
Okay. What are you apologizing for, Edward?
Well, things kind of went wrong. First of all, I'm a magician in training.
You're a what?
A magician.
Wow.
Okay, I thought you said an assistant. So, anyway, I'm curious. How does you being a magician have anything to do with your date?
Kind of a long story. I just want to reach out to a man and apologize.
Okay, what's her name?
Jayla.
So, all you want to do is apologize. So, that means you already know what you did. You just don't want to tell us. You don't want to disclose it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of long and in-depth.
All right, well, look, Edward, we ain't going to even play with you.
Yeah,
we're going to
call her for you, okay? Yeah.
Thank y'all so much.
Say nothing. Put your phone on mute. Just wait till she finishes and I will cue you in, okay, when we let her know that you're on the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
His name, Edward.
And her
name. Magician.
Edward the Magician. She said, boy, if you don't get your way. And that was the end of that story.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Jayla, please?
Who's speaking?
Jayla.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
Hi.
Great. No, we were just trying to get you on the phone. Just need to talk with you for about 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to spare?
Who's we?
Okay, so look, Jayla, this is the Streets Morning Takeover. Myself, Young Jock, Mo Quick,
hey.
And shout out to the comedian.
Good morning.
What's
up? How
are
you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. So listen, we got a segment on our show, Jayla, called Second Date Update. And your name came up, man, and God says he...
Oh boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh boy. Well, he called us this morning, a gentleman by the name of Edward. Are you familiar?
Child, please get Edward Scissorhands out of here.
Scissorhands.
Oh, that was Scissorhands. What he done did?
He done
what,
cut something up.
What happened? Let me just tell me that, because he says he really, you know, wants to apologize to you and all these.
He didn't tell y'all that's all he said?
Yeah, we don't know anything. He would not disclose why you guys are no longer talking, speaking, dating.
He said because he's a magician. You don't like magicians?
He's a magician, all right.
Yeah, he said you disappeared on him.
He's lucky that's all I did.
What happened between you and Edward? Like, what did he do?
I'm going to make a long story short because I don't even need this type of negativity.
Now he did say that it was a long story. He did say that.
Yeah,
he did
I'm going to make
that.
A long story short. But I agreed to go out with Edward. I wasn't even really feeling him. But, you know, I still went just to see where things can go. Went out and for dinner. And he told me that he is training to be a magician, which was already odd to me. It was already a turnoff on top of me already not feeling him. Okay, cool. The night goes on. He asks me for a quarter, and then he makes it disappear, but he makes it reappear. Okay, cool. So maybe the training is going good.
Girl.
Then.
She funny.
Jerk.
He asks for my ring to do the same trick. You know, I thought nothing of it because he had already performed the trick successfully. So I gave him the ring my mama gave me, and this fool made it disappear and could not make it reappear.
You lying. You lying.
Man, hell
lying,
no.
I'm lying.
Is he Nigerian?
Don't do that.
I am livid. Like, they had to get me off of him. Police were involved in everything.
So
all I did was disappear.
So y'all got into a fight for real because he couldn't make your ring reappear.
That's my mama ring. That's a $10,000 ring.
Did you check his sleeves?
Everything.
Yeah, come on, man.
I even knocked him upside the head to see if it'll fall out his ear. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever get your stuff back?
I never got my stuff back, girl.
Wow. So that alone would be more reason for me to answer his phone calls. But either way, he's on the line right now.
Yeah, we got him on the phone.
Oh, boy. Where's my ring, Edward?
How you been?
Where is my ring?
I just wanted to be a man and reach out to you. I had to apologize to you. The trick didn't work out as I thought it would. And I just wanted to apologize to
Edward,
you.
Edward, where is her
man,
ring?
Man, what her ring?
Where is her
man?
Ring, sir?
Jayla, your ring is at the pawn shop. By the way, next to the Popeye's chicken.
Are you kidding? Oh, hell.
Somebody call the cops.
I had bills due.
I knew you was a fraud. I just knew it. It's all right, because I already filed a claim, and your ass is going to jail. You like 50 years old doing magic tricks.
You mean to tell me this is a scam you was doing or something, bro? Like, you call me.
And you calling us.
you called to apologize, but it's all you just called to incriminate yourself. So this magic
Thank
trick
you for helping my claim. Nope. You're going to jail, Edward.
Yeah, man. Edward, so her ring is at the pawn shop, basically.
It's still there. It's not like it's gone.
Do you have money to get it out, Edward?
Tomorrow's the last day to get the ring out. And I've been doing everything within my power to make money to try to get it out for her.
Wow.
But
he ain't came up with the damn money. Ain't no but. Yeah. So you calling her for her to go get her own ring out the pawn
that
shop.
That you stole and act like it was a damn trick.
Well, it was a trick, but it
all right. All right.
Well, not a trick on you because your ass gonna go to jail, man.
What?
Go on and tell her where the pawn shop at because it ain't no guarantee she gonna get you back on the phone. Tell her right now so she'll know where her at.
It's by the West End next to the Popeye's Chicken.
Damn.
Where's the money?
Girl, what money? No money?
Ain't no damn money, baby. He calling to tell you no.
I'm just still trying to get it.
Oh, what's out there?
Is it you still?
Go
how you trying
my
to get?
Ring,
it?
You fool.
Wait.
Go
baby.
Get my ring.
Let me ask them a question, sweetheart. How you trying to get the money?
What have you been doing?
First of all, my day starts off at 5 a.m. out front of Home Depot, looking to get picked up. But being the color that I am, we all know I'm the last one to get picked up.
Hey, bro, you lying? You lying, man? You lying? You been a fraud?
No, I think he's telling the truth. He just basically told you that scam worked.
That's the sad part. I really think he is out at Home Depot every morning at 5 a.m. not getting picked up.
Sweetheart, are you willing to try to figure out a way to
No.
Listen, y'all got to hear me out.
He done came full circle.
I told you the truth. Can you see it in your heart to y'all have a date? At least go get your ring, because tomorrow the last day. I think you should say yes.
Get my ring.
Yeah, I would.
We should be escorted with law enforcement.
Okay, Aitana, we have 1-800 Bethune Law Firm. This situation will not get any greenery. Won't be green lit. Won't get no green backs. Won't get no blue faces. None of that. Y'all call us up 443-520-945. Keep where you got it. Number one station in the street, Streets 94.5.